This episode is sponsored by our friends at Carbon Theory. You've probably seen a bar of black soap doing the rounds on social aims.
Everywhere.
Yeah, literally everywhere. But they are your new go-to brand for all your acne flare-up needs. So very handy for me. I'm pretty sure you'll have seen the before and afters floating around Ames.
God, how can you miss them?
I have no idea.
I want to print them off and get them framed. But yeah, the brand is vegan, cruelty-free and organic, as well as being wrapped in sustainable, recyclable packaging. Hello. Their hero product is the cleansing bar, the black one that you're referring to, which is formulated with tea tree, shea butter and charcoal, which is gentle and nourishing, and at £6, you can't really complain, can you?
Absolutely not. 16-year-old me would have been all over that. And not only do they sell the cleansing bar for acne aims, they do sell a whole range of products suitable for all skin types. So not only do us spotty babes get to reap the benefits, but so do you oily babes too. There are some really handy little discounted bundles as well, dependent on your skin type, but you can shop online or in Boots now.
Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin. We are carrying on with our hit list this week.
Generally speaking, every week we will take a different topic or a different product or a myth, and we'll go through them and break them down and give you loads of handy advice. However, we've now started doing a bi-monthly hit list, haven't we?
Yeah, so every few weeks or bi-monthly or whenever it comes about, to be honest, it's normally bi-monthly, isn't it? Oh, God, bi-weekly, imagine that. I like this product, and then the next week, I also like this product because I haven't changed my routine yet. So we just like to take products and, you know, not always just products. Obviously, products is like the main body of it.
Yeah.
But we're going to introduce other things that we've been enjoying, because it's like a nice little catch up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think a lot of people that listen to this pod would be interested in other cultural things that we enjoy, because it's nice to talk about products, but also there's been a few things that I think our audience might enjoy that we've been consuming of late.
So yeah, we last did this in June, July, didn't we?
Yeah, so this is the August and September edition.
Yeah, went down pretty well, I think.
Yeah, of which I must say my birthday is on the 28th of August, if anybody would like to send anything my way. So anything I get for my birthday might fall into the October, November hit list. I mean, we've collected a few items each. Where would you like to start, Ames? Do you want to go?
Yeah, can do.
Go on then.
I've got quite a few products. I've got cleanser, moisturiser, oil and toner. I've got the whole lot.
God, hello. Yeah, I know. Let's just clear up. If you haven't listened to the last one, we just pick any products. It's not necessarily a routine.
Yeah, it's just literally anything we're enjoying.
Yeah. Off you go then.
So my first one is the Dr. And I'm sorry if I've spelt this wrong. Pronounced. Hauschka?
Yep.
Hauschka. Dr. Hauschka. The toner.
Ooh.
Yeah, they do a really nice like mist. It's just really nice. Like, it's really refreshing on a warm day, and at time of recording it's been very warm.
Oh my God, so warm.
Yeah, and
so
I love a spray toner, because I know any toner you could just like pop it into a spray bottle, but this one already comes in a spray bottle.
Yeah.
It's less little cotton pads used, and you literally just spray it on your face. It's just really nice. Like, even when if I cleanse in the shower, come out and I'm just like,
oh, nice.
And it has like a really nice scent to it as well.
Oh, lovely.
It's just lovely. This product was gifted to us, but yeah, really lovely. I've not tried anything else from their range, but I would highly recommend the toner, to be honest. Oh. And if you don't know, that's a little plug. If you are wondering, like, oh, what difference is a toner going to make in my routine? That was literally one of our, like, first episodes, wasn't it? Like, why toners are actually important.
And may we quickly add that we weren't in a professional studio at that point, so apologies. We were literally under my duvet in my old flat.
Yes, sorry. But, yeah, I really like this toner. It's oil-free, and it's for normal, dry and sensitive skin, which is half of my skin type.
I need to give that a go.
Really,
I haven't tried that.
Really nice. It's not the most expensive thing I've got on my little list today, but it is £25.50.
That is a lot for a toner.
Yeah, but my Kiehl's one, you know, the Calendula one, is £35.
Yeah, but then my toner is the Glossier one, and that's £18.
Yeah.
And you can also get some really nice ones for, like, Superdrug and Boots and stuff for, like, £5.
Well, if you have listened to our toner app and think, I need one, and you do have like sensitive skin or dry skin, maybe give this one a go. You can also actually buy it in a sample, like travel size, but that's £4. So I'm questioning how big that actually is. Probably very small.
Very tiny.
So if you're going to put the £4 towards the travel size, just put the other £21.50 and get the big one.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah, up to you. I really, really like that. That's my first item on today's hit list.
Oh, fantastic. So my first item on today's hit list, I don't want it to sound like a cliche, and I don't want it to sound like I'm just doing it as an extra plug. It's not, because it's the Carbon Theory cleansing bar. Now, we did a sponsored episode with them to learn about the brand and the products a couple of weeks ago, but we're under no obligation, by the way, to put this in this episode. I do genuinely really love that cleansing bar. It feels like it really gets in deep and deep and dirty, deep and down. And it's just, I just really like the texture of it. I like the smell of it. I like the feel of it. I really like that I can finally use a product that's going to help me with any of my breakouts or spots that doesn't dry my skin out. It seems like there's absolutely sweet fuck all on the market for acne prone dry skin, because everything is like combating acne, and by doing that we're just going to get rid of all the oils on your skin. I don't have any oil there to start with, so please don't try and get rid of something that's not already there. And this is honestly the only, well actually there's two tea tree products that I find that don't dry my skin out. It's this one, and then it's a Skin Regimen tea tree serum, and I really like that as well, but I haven't included that. So anyway, the Carbon Theory cleansing bar is £6. Honestly, it's a bargain.
You cannot go wrong.
No.
And like, if you haven't listened to our episode with them already, then I would definitely recommend it.
Yeah,
we spoke about to the lovely Chloe Howell, who's their ambassador, and I like posed the question, because we were gifted, weren't we, like all their range each, and I was like, well, this is for acne prone skin.
Yeah,
my skin is not acne prone, like can I still use it?
Yeah,
and yeah, I can.
Yeah,
so I also with oily sensitive dry skin can see the benefits from this cleansing bar as well. So it really should be a double whammy, to be honest, for us both, because I absolutely love it too. But I thought I'd give
Charles. Yeah,
I was going to call you Charlotte then.
Oh God, hello.
I don't know why.
Oh God.
Thought I'd give you the little limelight.
Ooh.
My second product is an oil. I'm really fucking up this thing here. Like, I could have done mine in such a good little routine, like cleanser, toner, whatever. And I might have actually done it like toner, oil
cleanser,
moisturizer. Yeah. So this is another product that was kindly gifted to us, but love it. So it's part of the Alpa Oils range. There's only two in the range, isn't there? They've got the Midnight Boost, which is a hydrating facial oil, and then they've got the, is it the rebalancing one?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm including the hydrating facial oil because I went to Kiehl's. Little plug for another episode we've done. Sorry, this is not intentional. I went to Kiehl's to get my skin tested a few months ago, and the weather was like relatively warm, and I was like really sweaty. And I drink a lot of water, but obviously that's not the point. They were like, you're really, really dehydrated. Like, your skin is really dehydrated. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, how?
Yeah.
So I was trying this hydrating facial oil, and I really like it. It's like for dull, dry skin. And it's meant to like hydrate, rejuvenate. It's got anti-aging properties and like scar reducing properties. So it's mainly recommended to be used overnight. However, I actually have like used it in the day a few times. It doesn't actually stress use overnight only. And it's got nothing, like no ingredients in it that would say, you know, that would scream to us, do not use this in the day. Like, if it had retinols in it, I'd be like, fuck yeah, okay, can't use this in the day.
Fair, nice.
Yeah, so it's got like argan oil, frankincense, bergamot.
Oh, bergamot.
Bergamot, jasmine, and like other things. It's just, it's a really nice hydrating oil.
Ooh,
and
lovely.
I really like the little glass bottle and the applicator that came with it.
Oh,
it was
fantastic.
really
yeah,
nice.
They're really cute.
So for a dry ass dehydrated gal, that's my second item on the list. And it is $40.
Oh. Yes,
so it's not the cheapest oil you could get.
Oh, well. You know, save up. It's fine.
Well, it's fine for us to say we get gifted this stuff.
Yeah, that was gifted. This next one, to be fair, I really don't like it when I use gifted for all of them, but all of them have been gifted this time for me.
I know, yeah.
So I am sorry. We have included stuff that we've bought ourselves on previous episodes. And actually, no, you've got one on here that you've bought yourself.
Yeah.
So my next one is also a pricey one. I'm really sorry. It retails at £68. So at this point, you can either fast forward or you can listen to what I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Skin Regimen Night Cream. And honestly, you know when you use a product and it's like, oh, it's an eye cream or it's an oil or something, and you kind of expect the texture and you're like, blah, blah, blah. And it's not until something is an amazing texture that you're like, shit, this is really nice.
Yeah.
And this texture is so like, it's kind of buttery and silky and so smooth.
Buttery, biscuit, flaky.
Buttery, crispy, flaky, crunchy, pie crust base.
Flaky, buttery.
Yeah, it's honestly so silky and it just feels amazing when you put it on your skin. And it's fairly thick, but then as soon as you put it on your skin, it just kind of melts away. Ooh. It's absolutely amazing. And I wake up the next day and my skin is so calm
that
and
is
so smooth.
The best, isn't it? When you wake up and you're like, fuck me, that's good.
Yeah, and you're just like, what did I use on my skin last night? Because I do change it up a little bit. I have my solid go-tos,
yeah.
But then when it comes to, especially at night, I'll mix it up depending on how my skin feels. And I really enjoyed that. So they gifted us a regime each, and that is one of my favourites. And I mentioned earlier the tea tree serum from them as well. But this one is absolutely phenomenal. So if you've got money to spend on a night cream and you're not too into an oil or anything like that, then go for I would definitely recommend going for the Skin Regimen Night Cream.
Yeah,
don't worry, my next one is a fraction of the cost. So,
well, I was about to include my next product to be the cheapest one I have on my list, but since you're on the topic of skin regimen, my third item is the anti-pollution cleansing cream.
Oh,
really, really nice. So when they gifted us the regimes, you got a different cleanser to me, didn't you? Because I said I have sensitive skin and you have like acne prone.
Yeah, I've got the foaming exfoliating powder, which is really nice, really interesting texture.
Yeah. Well, so I got gifted this like gentle non-drying foaming cream, which is like really good in removing any makeup, dirt, residues, SPF, or just anything that can get stuck on your skin throughout the day. And it's anti-pollution. And it comes in, to be fair, it comes in a quite a big tube. And it's really nice. Like it's, when you like, I keep it in the shower. I always do it in the shower. When you like squirt it onto your hand, and I know this makes absolutely no difference, but it's like a really nice like colour. It looks almost like a little bit glittery.
Ooh.
And it smells, I really like the smell of it, but when I used it on my boyfriend, he said it smelled like fags. I don't think it smells like fags. I just think it smells ashy.
Oh.
Yeah, so don't let that put you off. I really like the smell of it.
Well, I remember seeing or reading an interview with the owner of Aesop, and they were like, I don't give a shit what my products smell like. They work.
They don't put fragrances or anything.
Yeah, I genuinely don't care.
Yeah.
But also, like, if you're really into your skincare, then we all know that something that smells amazing because of fragrance is really not going to do much good to you.
Yeah.
It's not going to kill you, but it's not the best way to be about the whole skincare thing.
But yeah, so I really, really like that cleansing cream.
How much is that?
$40. So the tip top I've gone to this hit list time is $40.
Yeah, fair.
Unlike you, bougie bitch.
Yeah, sorry. So my last product is £11 to £12. You'll all be pleased to know.
Yes.
And this was gifted to us ages ago, way back when we first started. We interviewed Demetra, who is the founder of Indeed Labs, and they kindly gifted us all of their hero products, and this was one of them. And it's still going strong. So it's part of the Nano Blur range, but it's actually the one that's a tinted green color. I really, really like this because I don't have rosacea or anything like that, but I do get a little bit red on my cheeks and my nose. And it's like a color correcting cream. So essentially it is bright green when you put it on your hands. It's not a concealer per se, but it's, you can put it under your concealer and your makeup and things. But in this hotter weather that we've been having, I've found that I like wearing my SPF, but I don't really want to wear anything more. So if I'm kind of feeling like my tinted SPF isn't enough coverage for me because maybe I'm going out or something, then I put this on underneath and then I put my SPF over on the top. Or if I do want a little bit of extra coverage, I'll put my SPF on underneath, then I'll put this on top, and then I'll put my tinted moisturizer. But it's just a really nice way of trying to battle any redness, because that's what I tend to use coverage for, without having to put too much makeup on.
Yeah.
So if you are a fan of a moist SPF that's not tinted, put that on and then put this screen on top. And just my tip with it isn't to rub it, but it's to like press it in and like dab it with your in like middle finger and your ring fingers. And it just does a really good job of neutralizing it. I know when we first got it, we did a before and after with me, didn't we?
Yeah.
And it was phenomenal. At the time, it doesn't look like anything's happening until you walk away and you look back in the mirror and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Where's the redness gone? Yeah.
Yeah. So they don't just do it in green, they do it in purple and yellow as well, which is for hiding any pigmentation and then like an overall skin brightening color.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried the yellow one as well, and that's really nice.
Yeah, I do really like the Nano Blur collection as well. Like Dimitra was saying how like it was a hit, wasn't it, when she was doing like models and actresses and stuff.
Yeah,
really big hit on the hit list.
Yeah,
but yeah, funny that that one's come back up for you, because we got gifted them like 10 months ago, a long time ago.
So
nice.
Really like them.
Yeah, nice. I guess in the summer you are going to start using them more, like you said, like you don't want to be packing too much on your skin.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah,
you're right.
So £11 to £12, did you say?
Yeah, exactly that.
So my last product is a body lotion, and it's from Other Stories.
Oh my God, Baze. We've spoken about how much I love this moisturiser before, haven't we?
We have, yeah. So I just kind of like needed a new body moisturiser anyway. And I wanted to, like, not invest, because it's not exactly, like, it doesn't break the bank at all. They're £8 and the tubs are relatively large.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're big.
But, yeah, I just wanted a new one and thought, I was making an order on Other Stories anyway. So I just thought I'd add it in. So, yeah, I chose, and I don't know how it is. I don't know how it's, 4Nilo, it's called. I chose the 4Nilo one. And the top notes in it are fresh cotton and watermelon.
I think it does
really smell like watermelon. And I really, really like it, especially in the summer. And I use, obviously, like body lotion to like moisturise, but mainly to put my little Isle of Paradise droppers in and like fake tan with that. And really pleasant experience. Really enjoyed it. Like I'd use it on my face.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Just like a little bit, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
It's just really nice. It's £8.
£8.
And it comes in so many different smells.
Fragrances.
Smells. Comes in so many different smells.
All those different smells.
But I just wanted to add that in as like a little cheap alternative.
Yeah.
To that nice little body lotion. It's really, really light on your skin, but it's really, really hydrating.
Yeah, it's really nice. And it just, I really hate using a moisturiser that feels tacky for a long time afterwards. So that I feel like I can't put my clothes on.
Yeah.
This is the only moisture I've ever found that I can put on my legs and then put jeans on pretty much straight away and not felt like I've just lathered something all over my body.
We were quite.
Oh God, I just hate that feeling so much. Yeah, it's making me feel shivery.
We were quite shocked as well, weren't we, when we realised like it has like no parabens in it, like absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Because we were like, it's quite cheapish.
Yeah, and surely, it smells nice.
Yeah, like, surely it's got to have some like shit ingredients, but it really hasn't. So I'm really impressed with that Other Stories. Well done, thank you.
Yeah. Now this is the point where we wanted to add in a few extra bits that aren't necessarily skincare, because I've been enjoying a couple of things recently, or we have, and I just thought that people, while they're here listening to skincare products, might find it interesting to hear about a new Netflix series or a new book or something along those lines. Now we're literally going to do one each, so it's really not that much of a big deal. But mine is the Netflix series Dead to Me.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Really enjoyed it.
I binged it all in one day.
It is really good.
I
There's
wasn't
a
even hungover
now, wasn't there, like they're being made.
Yeah, they're making a second one and maybe a third one as well. But if you have seen it advertised on Netflix, it's fantastic. Like, the storyline's really good. It is a little bit predictable, and I wouldn't say it's the most highbrow thing on Netflix. Not that you go to Netflix for highbrow content anyway, but it is just one of those series where you just want it to keep on going, and you wish that, you know, when there's like a couple series out and you just want to binge through them all. I kind of wish it was that scenario, just so I could spend more time watching it.
I think it's one of them as well where they're only, what, like half an hour long, are they, the episodes?
Yeah, I think so.
I love stuff like that. You can, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I used to watch so many episodes of that in a day.
Yeah, it was great. And it's got the girl that plays, is it Velma in Scooby-Doo? you know, the film. Jinkies!
Oh my God!
She's great in it, yeah.
I really recognised her.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh my God! Jinkies! I used to always get called Velma because I used to have like black hair, like my glasses, like really big glasses. And then one time I went into work and I had a big orange turtleneck on.
Oh my God. Jinkies!
I can't see without my glasses.
My glasses. So yeah, I would highly recommend giving that a little watch.
I have a book and a TV program. My TV program is Killing Eve.
Oh my God, hello. I've not seen the second series yet, so don't give anything away.
No, I've only seen a few episodes, but I just wanted to briefly shout about how much I am absolutely obsessed with Jodie Comer.
Isn't she the best?
If I could be anyone on this earth, it would be her.
I'd be Margot Robbie.
Oh, both of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, my book is Everything I Know About Love by Dolly Alderton.
I love that book so much. I recommend it to everyone.
3/4 of the way through and I absolutely love it.
So ready to try that mac and cheese recipe.
Oh my God.
She's just such a good writer as well.
Yeah.
She tweeted a couple of days ago, maybe weeks ago now, that she is writing a novel.
Yes.
Called Ghosts. Ooh. And it's about like the dating scene and that kind of thing. But obviously it's not like a personal experience. It's a completely fictional story, novel, sorry. And she was like, if you pre-order now, you get a signed copy by me. And it was like £20. So obviously I pre-ordered. So my novel by Dolly Alderton's in the post.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. I can't wait to see that. I've got tickets to see The High Low Live in October.
When? You never told me that.
Yes, I did. Because Steph.
The tickets weren't out then.
They were.
I cannot believe you'd betray me like this.
I've not betrayed you. My friend asked if we both wanted to come and I said yeah. And she got the ticket.
I said yes.
Well,
I'm mildly pissed off.
To be fair, I was really skinny at the time, so she was like, do you want me to sub you? And I was like,
well,
yes,
nobody
please.
Offered if I wanted to come along and actually pay.
Well, you should have got a ticket then.
This conversation will be continued off the podcast. God.
I thought you'd be happy for me going to see her, but...
No, because I was supposed to be coming with you and I never got an invite.
Well, somebody bought my ticket for me. You did get the invite.
When they were buying them, nobody said transfer me the money.
Guys, feel sorry for me.
The High Low's my favourite podcast.
Sorry, guys.
Right, and on that note... Oh, enjoy the skincare recommendations. Now, yeah. Enjoy Dead to Me because that's what Amy now is. And enjoy Everything I Know About Love and Betrayal. Goodbye.
Another huge thank you to our sponsor for this episode, which I'd like to think are our new best friends, Carbon Theory.
Oh, Carbon Theory. Mm-hmm. As we did an episode with them a couple of weeks ago, if you haven't had a listen to that, go and check them out. You'll get to hear about the brand and the products and all the amazing little stories that come along with an episode that we do.
Yes.
Because they're always great, right? But yeah, if you want to check out their bundles and their little discount offers, then head to Carbon Theory's website to check them out.